Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
That's the sound of rock cracking. Once again, you've got Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. I'm your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. You're listening to us right here on WebTalkRadio.net. That's WebTalkRadio.net. We're glad to have you. And this is a show that we've been talking about. We would do a show about what it means to have different skin colors in America in the past of racial hatred. And what's the term race mean? Well, we're going to talk about that along with what happened this during this month at the very beginning of February, Black History Month across the United States. And the governor of Virginia, Ralph Northam, and many of you have been keeping up the story. Some of you don't know where it is. Some say, oh, that story is so old. Is it old? Is it old as 400 years ago when they first African slaves were brought into the New World? 400 years this year. Why is that important? Well, 400 years the children of Israel stayed in Egypt as slaves. So now, what does that mean to America? What does that mean to you? What does that mean for rock splitting politics? Will politics split down in ways we can't imagine? Will they peel like an onion to show us and expose things like the former, well, the governor of Virginia now, Ralph Northam, and a picture in his yearbook, medical yearbook, and back in the 80s, with there was a picture showing someone in blackface, and also in the same picture, someone wearing the hood of the Ku Klux Klan. What does that mean for America today? How far in the past do we go back? Were we founded by white men, old white men who wanted to perpetuate a system that kept them in power? Is that what our country's about? Or were we founded on different principles like life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, rights given us to us by our Creator? What does all this mean? Well, we're talking about that today and much more right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Get ready to strap your seatbelt on, because we have some clips of what's going on, but you're going to hear something I haven't heard on any media. I've been listening to this story for a month now, almost an entire month, and nobody is presenting it out like what we need to use this time as a healing mirror. Look at ourselves. Look at us as a country. Reflect back to 1619. The first African slaves were brought to America. The New World at that point. Very few people were here except for Native Americans. And now we get to the story. And we're going to begin with Virginia's governor, Ralph Northam. And if you've been keeping up the news, then you know that, as I described a while ago, he was found to have a picture in his yearbook as a medical student with him, not him. He first had said it was him in one of those pictures, and then he said no the next day it was not him, but he shouldn't have had the pictures in there. And then he admitted to doing what? Well, what about moonwalking? Well, let's hear it from the governor himself. This happened right after the picture was discovered the following day. So let's listen to Virginia Governor Ralph Northam. Duh, I have to step in there. Okay, yes, I find that difficult to believe that you first admitted that you were one of those in the picture. and you couldn't remember. You said you didn't buy a yearbook. A lot of people in medical school obviously probably don't buy a yearbook. I think most of them do. Do you have one? It'd be nice if someone searched around the premises. But anyway, as you said, you should take full responsibility for what's in there. But you don't believe one of those is you. And it's in the yearbook. And you said you had not seen it till somebody showed you the picture. Well, last night, or the night before you did this press conference, you said that one of those were you. And then you're saying now you remember it wasn't you. Seems like you may have a little trouble with your memory. Like you said, it's a little bit hard to swallow after you had time to think about it and talk to people how to get the best story out. But we'll let you continue on, Governor. Well, we listened to the governor in his own words, this Virginia Governor Ralph Northam, and he sounds like he was ready to moon dance. And, well, and most comedians have stayed away from this, and as it developed and got worse and worse looking for the Democrats, there were very few comedians would touch on this. But right after it happened, Colbert from CBS, he had this to say in his little monologue.
Goes to Virginia governor and guy who brought enough eyebrow for the entire class, Ralph Northam. Friday night, a blog published Northam's 1984 Eastern Virginia Medical School yearbook page featuring a man in blackface next to someone in a full Klan outfit. Now, I know that looks bad, but it's actually very, very bad. But here's the thing. I had no idea medical schools have yearbooks. Why would they have yearbooks? Don't you have more important things to be working on, like memorizing chemical bonds or how many livers there are? You don't need a yearbook. You're doctors. Most likely to succeed should be all of you, because if you fail, we die. Now.
Just telling it like that.
Now, Friday night, Northam apologized in a statement saying, "I'm deeply sorry for the decision I made to appear as I did in this photo and for the hurt that decision caused then and now." But Northam never made clear which one was him, which brings up an interesting question. Which is worse? I was definitely in the hood, which is why you can't see how mad I was at that other guy for wearing blackface. Ooh! Ooh, if I didn't have that hood on, you would have seen I was so steamed at him. Now, Northam apologized, but when people still wanted him to step down, he had a change of heart and of memory.
Last night, I finally had a chance to sit down and look at the photograph in detail. It is definitely not me.
I am very sorry for what I did. Oh, you still want me to resign? I mean, I did not do it. And what do you mean you finally had a chance to sit down and look at it? I'm guessing wearing blackface is one of those things you would remember doing, like skydiving or your first time. Am I a virgin? Let me check my yearbook and get back to you on that one. So Northam pushed back. It wasn't him in the photo. He has no reason to resign, except for one thing.
That same year, I did participate in a dance contest in San Antonio, in which I darkened my face as part of a Michael Jackson costume. I actually won the contest because I had learned how to do the moonwalk.
Wow, that's problematic.
I will grant you, the moonwalk is not an easy dance. But you might want to learn to the moonwalk away right now. Maybe moon run out of the press.
Well, that was Colbert addressing the moonwalking governor of Virginia, Governor Ralph Northam. What do you do? I mean, what was happening? What caused such an uproar across the nation? What were people saying? You remember just a month ago. Let's listen to what the press was saying in different venues. Take a listen.
Ralph Northam under pressure to resign, even from his own party, the Virginia State Democratic Party, and nearly every prominent Democrat in the country right now urging Northam to quit. The governor dug his heels in today, admitting racially insensitive things in his past, but insists he's neither one of the people seen in that yearbook photo from CNN's Jessica Dean joins us in Richmond. Jessica, you were inside the mansion when the governor made that speech. He didn't say he thought it wasn't him in the photo. He left no question about it, simply saying, it's not me. How does he explain his certainty?
What he's asking now.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Anna. And he had gone from saying, taking responsibility, to saying emphatically today, it's not me. And he tried to keep explaining that he saw the photo, that was the first time he had seen the photo, that he said aloud, that's not me. But instead of saying that to the public from the get-go, offered these two apologies last night, one written, one in video form. And then after consulting with family and friends, came to the realization today that that indeed was not him. Now, the fallout from all of this press conference continues. We can now add the DNC chair, Tom Perez, to the list of high-profile Democrats and Democratic organizations that are calling for the governor to resign. Tom Perez putting out a statement calling on the governor to resign and for the lieutenant governor, Justin Fairfax, to step up, become governor, and lead Virginia forward. Now,
well, that was off CNN, but now... Now, you heard the reporter say now, and let's move that up to here we are right at March this week, March of 2019. And as we know, if you keep up the news, the lieutenant governor, Fairfax, has been accused now of two women of sexual assault. And that he's asking for, saying he's not guilty of that. Everything was consensual. And all of a sudden, it puts the shoe on the other foot for Democrats who were so adamant that the women that were accusing Brett Kavanaugh for the Supreme Court justice position last summer was they were given their a big, broad platform to speak out. And so now there's motions in place in Virginia to let the ladies who say they were sexually assaulted by now Lieutenant Governor Fairfax earlier in his life, but as an adult, that they be able to speak. And but that has put what we were hearing from the Democrat nationally, the Democrats nationally were saying, let's let Northam resign. We want Ralph Northam, the governor of Virginia, to resign and the lieutenant governor take up his position. And to get the politics in this, which we should always stand on principle. The Democrats said he should resign. He didn't. So are we standing on principle or is this getting into politics? Because the lieutenant governor may not be able to stay in place if he's found to be in trouble with these accusations from credible women. And I say credible because they're like teachers and doctors and teaching positions. And now the third in line would be the attorney general. But he has admitted that he had shown up in blackface in an event earlier in his life. So that would leave the fourth in line to be governor is a Republican. The other three are Democrats. The fourth in line would be a Republican. And so now the Democrats, at the beginning, everyone's saying the governor of Virginia should resign. On principle, he should resign. He couldn't lead the people of Virginia, but now he has not resigned. And the next two Democrats in line to be governor have got problems. So is it a political thing or is it a principle thing? And that's what we're looking at in this show. What should happen? Well, we got a couple of clips. Again, Jack Tapper on his show with former governor Terry McAuliffe, who Northam served as a lieutenant governor beneath former governor McAuliffe. And also we got a clip from Bill Bennett on Fox and Friends, and he's the one who wrote a book of virtues. And so we're talking about politics, we're talking about principle, and what does this do with skin color in America as we talk about this being a 400-year anniversary, sad anniversary, of African slaves being brought against their will as slaves to the New World at that point. It would be not even colonial America. It was really just a new world in 1619 in the Jamestown area. So now we have a lot to discuss. And this has set us up as we see the living out the world in America, our history in Virginia, 2019. Got a lot to talk about, and I got some things. Like I said, no other place anywhere in America have I heard what I'm about to talk about when it comes to the word race in America. Now, before we get there, let me remind you, you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us right here on webtalkradio.net. And as you're listening to us, I want you to understand there's a book out called Bedrock Truth. And we're talking about principles, standing on principles, Judeo-Christian principles this country is founded on. And I wrote that book with the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. This is Dr. Alveda King and also Dr. Alex McFarland, but the three of us put together this book talking about the foundational principles of this nation and what we need to do to stand on those Judeo-Christian principles. Now, very important book. We'd love to send you one. Just click on the book cover right there on the website that will go. If you click on the book cover, it'll take you right to my website where you can order the book. Or you also can tell your friends and neighbors to click on that. It's the Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics page. You can click on a picture of the book, and it'll take you right to the website. That is www.docholliday, holiday of two L's, .org. I'd love to get that book out to you or your friends or someone that if you want to get for a gift. But now it's very important for us to cover this subject matter unlike any other person in the media out there. So let's take it first. As we heard about the governor, heard him speak. Now, Jake Tapper had former Governor Terry McAuliffe, former governor of Virginia. So let's see what he had to say after this all came out about Governor Northam and blackface.
It doesn't really matter what I believe or anyone else believes. When this first came out Friday afternoon, and Jake, when you invited me on the show, my wildest dreams never thought you and I would be having this conversation. So when the photo came out Friday afternoon, when it was sent to me, I said, there is absolutely no way that Ralph Northam is in this picture. And then Friday evening, it came out that Ralph indeed was, he said, he was in the picture. And at that point, for me, morally, the only right thing to do, and it was hard. I called Ralph on Friday night. It was one of the hardest things I had to do. Was my lieutenant governor. We worked closely together. We did so many great things working together for the Commonwealth of Virginia. But once that picture where the blackface and the Klansman came out, there is no way you can continue to be the governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia. We have had a horrible and sordid past as it relates to race relations. We worked very hard, Ralph and I, over the last 5 years to move the state forward. If you remember 1902, a state senator said that I'm putting a felon disenfranchisement in our Constitution, quote, to eliminate the darkie from being a political factor in Virginia. I was proud to, 114 years later, give those felons their rights back. But we've worked hard in Virginia. So this is, I got to tell you, it's heartbreaking. It has been one of the worst 48 hours. But Virginia needs to come out of this stronger. I can't sit here and pretend and be in the steps of those individuals who had been offended by those photos.
Well, let me ask you.
I can't.
If it's not him in the photo, which is what he's saying, why do you still think he should resign?
Well, first he said it was Friday night. And if it wasn't him in the photo, he should have said that on Friday. I have no idea what was going on in the governor's office on Friday. I just, if you're not in, instinctively, you know if you put black paint on your face. You know if you put a hood on. And so if it isn't you, you come out with immediately and say, this is not me. So I can't understand what's going on, but I do know this. Ralph is a good, moral, decent man and may have made some mistakes in his past. We all have made mistakes. Ralph will do the right thing for the Commonwealth of Virginia. He will put Virginia first, and I think that will happen relatively soon. He's worked hard. you know, thanks to Ralph's efforts, we got Medicaid expansion done. Mm-hmm. But we have to move on. You cannot be the moral leader. I mean, we are now in crossover in Virginia where the legislation goes from the House and Senate back and forth. I can remember as governor, this is your busiest time.
Right.
You're working with your legislators to pass bills, kill bills. I mean, you've got to work as one unit to move your Commonwealth forward. And he's just not going to have that ability to do it. The head of the Black Caucus yesterday said if he doesn't resign, they'll move to remove them themselves from the legislature. So we just need to put this behind us. We need to move forward.
So,
and that's what we have to do.
So that's what we have to do. That's what former Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe had to say about Governor Ralph Northam. But he hasn't resigned. Have you noticed? He's still governor of Virginia. After you heard all the people nationally and people, the different candidates running for the Democratic nomination saying he should resign, he should resign, he should resign. Here we are a month later. He hasn't resigned. So what do we think? Well, we listen to these Democrats. Let's see what a Republican, a conservative had to say. Here's Bill Bennett on Fox and Friends.
Here to weigh in, Fox News contributor and former education secretary under President Ronald Reagan, Bill Bennett. Bill, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Okay, so last week, first thing you know, on Friday, he apologized for the photograph. And then on Saturday, he said, you know what, I'm not going to quit because that's not me in the image. However, since then, all these prominent Democrats and Democrats across the Commonwealth of Virginia have said, Mr. Governor, you have got to quit today.
Yeah, no, he's gone. He may not know he's gone, but he's gone. Pete, the Princeton graduate, will remember the gravedigger scene from Hamlet, right, Pete?
Of course.
How long a man be dead before he realizes it. He's gone, and they want him gone. And what's very important to realize is why they want him gone. Of course, this picture was deeply offensive, but they had another reason to want him gone. And I'm glad Pete brought that up earlier in the debate segment in the first hour, which is the whole abortion question. This late third trimester or even fourth trimester abortion. He was an embarrassment to the party. They would not speak to it, the Democrat leaders, to his opinions, to that famous radio interview. And the way to get rid of the message is to get rid of the messenger. There's an urgency in getting him out for at least two reasons.
So you believe the Democrats even believe that that third trimester abortion is egregious?
I don't know, actually. I think a lot of them actually agree with it, but they don't like to talk about it mm-hmm. publicly. It's the public embarrassment. Look at the numbers. They know this is not a winner. In their heart of hearts, I don't know what's in their heart of hearts. I do know a lot of them, as you saw from that testimony in the state legislature, and you saw in New York, you know, lighting the building with pink. Mm-hmm. A lot of them really do believe it. And it is embarrassment. It's a horror. And it's a political loser.
Oh, when we hear Democrats, it's all about blackface. Now Republicans are saying it's not only about blackface, it's what he had to say about abortion of babies. Even after they were born, if they meant to be aborted and they were born, what do you do with that baby? He said, let them comfortably be neglected until death. Now, he didn't say until death, but that's what he meant. And he heard Dr. Bill Bennett saying something about fourth trimester abortion. Now, what's that? Well, that means the baby's been born, and then you just murder that baby. You allow that baby to die. You don't give them life-sustaining help. And so this is what Democrats were talking about. If you missed it, and they passed a law in New York where even up to birth and even after birth, that they can kill a baby in the state of New York under state law now. And that is just, it's repugnant. And that's what Dr. Bennett was saying. This is, you know, the media are all jumping on a blackface and Ku Klux Klan outfit in the Northam yearbook. And that is egregious. It's horrible, despicable, as the governor called it. But nobody in the mainstream media is talking about his abortion stance. And that is really talking about life and death. So now we see the full swing of it. For those who don't understand, he made those comments about abortion even after a birth and to kill a baby. And that's why somebody knew what was in his yearbook. Knew all along when he's running for governor, and even before, and yet they held on to it. But that got, they were so offended by his remarks, they decided to let, you know, to tell the world about it. So now we have a governor of Virginia that, who knows if he can lead the people of Virginia. You know, on the liberal side, you got everything from the Klan picture in the blackface, and on the conservative side, it was comments about abortion plus the blackface and the Klan picture. So now what happens? Is he forgiven? If he's forgiven, can he stay in office? He is in office. There's the outcry from the left, the outcry from the mainstream Democratic Party, which called for him to resign. I hadn't heard him withdraw to resign, but they're not pushing for him to resign now. So is it politics or principle? But here's the thing, and you heard me a week or two ago just briefly touch on this subject. I have a group of friends and people we meet once a month as a Christian group we try to take subjects that deal with race, and we take subjects that deal with the past and where we are now. And we're in Mississippi, so yes, we have a lot to talk about. And from a loving heart, we try to understand each other. And so this subject came up at our last meeting. And what I heard from my African-American friends that I've known for years is that people make stupid mistakes in the past. You can hold them to the principle, see if they've grown and are morally responsible now. But you can forgive them. Because like they said, and someone brought out the meeting, that Jesus was the one in the New Testament that said, you know, whoever's lacking in sin, let them cast the first stone, when they were going to stone a lady for adultery. And nobody stoned her because they knew none of them were sinless themselves. And in a way, this is what I learned from so many of my African-American friends, was we do need a road of redemption. We do need forgiveness. And this rush to say, you got to resign, you know, it was this immediate onslaught to try to overbear and cause a burden. But where does that show redemption? And many people say, yes, he can be redeemed after he resigns. So I don't know where that leaves us, what the Virginia governor, Ralph Northam, is going to do now. But I do know it should help us all look at what happened when the first African slaves were brought to America 400 years ago. 400 years ago. Well, I believe a key to healing, hear me now, I believe a key to healing, where we hear so many people, especially in the way out left and progressive, say that this country was founded on racism, and really they believe unless we just tear up the Constitution and start all over, they'll never be satisfied. But you got to watch the people in this camp, because a lot of them hate America. Many of them are communist and just a far out socialist who want to tear down the U.S. Constitution that's made us the greatest nation on earth, that has helped us overcome built-in problems. But what you don't hear them say is, let's go back before America was founded. Let's go back to the European powers. Who is guilty of slavery? Who is guilty? Well, you go back before even the Europeans, when a lot of Europeans were slaves under the Muslim leadership back in the 13, 14, 1500s. It continued where some of the Muslim countries, that's what Thomas Jefferson had to go to war with the Barbary pirates for, because they were conscripting or putting into enslavement American sailors when they were caught on the open seas. But we go back to 400 years ago when the first African slaves were brought into Jamestown. And we talked about race. We're divided up in races. That very term, race, divides us, because you've heard me talk about before on this show, and who I wrote the book with, the Bedrock Truth, Dr. Alveda King helped teach me Here's the niece, one of the most famous families on the face of this earth, and her uncle, who told us and taught us so much. He had more than a dream. He had a gift to America, a gift to the world. And part of that gift is recognizing, as my friend Dr. Alveda King has taught me, we are one race, the human race. And that is why I have difficulty with the word race. We are one race, so how can someone be racist? Yes, they purposefully hurt someone and purposefully cause pain. It's anti-human. It's tearing up us. We're one race. And when we embrace that one race, what I like to say is erase race, embrace grace, showcase love. That's what Dr. King wanted us to do. Love one another. Brothers and sisters, forget our skin colors and enjoy the differences God has made us. But we're all image bearers of God. He made us. But we're one race. And so with Virginia Governor Ralph Northam, as everyone, we're all sinners. But let's stop calling us different races, because we're one race, the human race. And we're not divided up by race. We're divided up maybe for all these different colors, skin colors we are. But we should love one another. Erase race, embrace grace, showcase love. That's Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And we'll have more next week. Share the good news. Look, I'll see you next week.
Thanks for joining us today. And remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Bedrock Truths, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen. Or visit DocHolliday.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.